Dear colleagues, welcome to the OncoAlert Weekly Roundup covering the top in oncology news, trials, and publications for the week of April 19 to the 25th, 2024. A warm reminder that these are just some highlights. However, if you want to dive in deeper, follow our newsletter at www.oncoalert360.com or follow the link in this post. That's www.oncoalert360.com. And to access any publication here, just click on the link taking you straight to the publisher. So we start off with tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes in triple-negative breast cancer. A study examines the association between tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes abundance in breast cancer tissue and survival outcomes in patients with early-stage triple-negative breast cancer who underwent local regional therapy without chemotherapy, revealing that higher TIL levels are significantly correlated with improved survival, establishing breast tissue TIL abundance as a prognostic marker for this patient population. Out in ESMO Open, the innovative study. A retrospective cohort study suggests that immune checkpoint blocker therapy shows promise in treating solid organ transplant patients with solid tumors, particularly in lung cancer, despite notable concerns regarding allograft rejection rates, urging cautious consideration and multidisciplinary collaboration. Also in ESMO Open, extended follow-up of CheckMate 9ER. The report reveals that updated efficacy and safety data affirming the superiority of nivolumab plus cabozantinib combination over sunitinib in first-line treatment of advanced renal cell carcinoma with improved progression-free survival, overall survival, and objective response rates after median follow-up of 44 months, supporting its status as a preferred treatment option. Outcome prioritization and preference among older adults with cancer starting chemotherapy in a randomized clinical trial. The study explores the prioritization of health outcomes among older adults with cancer undergoing chemotherapy, revealing a predominant focus on survival alongside significant variation in prioritization, emphasizing the necessity for personalized approaches in clinical decision-making. Out on Annals of Oncology, antibody-drug conjugate in lung and breast cancer, current evidence and future directions. The dynamic landscape of drug-antibody conjugates in cancer therapy underscores the necessity for biomarkers to refine treatment approaches and patient selection, particularly in scientifically driven combination therapies, emphasizes the importance of optimized treatment strategies, comprehensive biopsy sample collection, and translational research efforts facilitated by the collaborative initiatives like the EdTop IBCSG Partner Foundation to advance patient outcomes in ADC-based cancer therapy. The Italian DUREAL study, out on the oncologist. In a multi-center retrospective study across 12 Italian hospitals, trastuzumab deruxtecan demonstrated efficacy and safety in treating HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer patients in routine clinical practice with favorable outcomes, including a median real-world progression-free survival of 16 months and a manageable adverse events consistent with previous clinical findings. Moving on to the phase 1 TROPION PanTumor01 study, Dato-DXd, an antibody-drug conjugate targeting TROP2, demonstrated promising efficacy and manageable safety in heavily pretreated HR-positive HER2-negative breast cancer and TNBC patients, suggesting potential for advancement to phase 3 studies. And ending with the POP-RT phase 3 randomized trial out in the Red Journal, compares the whole pelvic radiotherapy to prostate-only radiotherapy for high or very high-risk prostate cancer, revealing comparable long-term rates of grade 3 cumulative urinary toxicity and patient-reported quality of life scores between the two arms, suggesting the safety and efficacy of WPRT in this patient population. And there you have it, folks, this week's roundup, sending our best from APCC24 here in Lugano. We look forward to a great week, and we look forward to bringing you yet another roundup next week.